Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Did you guys, any of you, see the video of that woman in Texas running over her neighbor?
No. I saw a headline. I didn't see a video,
over the
though.
Garbage cans?
Yeah, it was a fight or something.
Monica,
over the garbage
you saw
cans?
It? No. Oh, dude. It's, it's insane.
Ran over?
He literally ran. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see the car and the woman just being run and hit by the car and then tossed to the side because of garbage pails. A feud between neighbors over trash took a dirty turn during their most recent interaction. The Texas woman, Lakeisha Broomfield, alleges Sydney Harris barreled her over with an SUV on January 4th after she used Harris's trash bins. The altercation allegedly began after Broomfield placed some of her trash into Harris's cans over the holidays. Harris told the outlet that, what'd you say, cans?
Cans, into her cans.
Harris told the outlet that Broomfield pushed her twice before she got into a car. She then plowed into Broomfield's cans and knocked her to the pavement.
Oh my God!
Ow!
I'm just watching the video now. It's
I've been mad.
Yikes!
But I've never been vehicular manslaughter mad. I don't think.
Jesus.
Because at some point, don't you calm down? Like even if you want to and you think it in your head, you at some point.
No, at some point, and I guess it's a blessing. The fear of prison overrides
absolutely
all you have
anything.
To do is just think of a broomstick and be like, nope, not going to do it. Never forget
right.
it.
She says she never claimed to hit her neighbor. Wow. She also told the news outlet that she suffers from a disorder causing mobility issues. What does that have to do with anything driving?
Maybe she couldn't drive. Maybe she is unable to do certain things because. And maybe
well, she was driving her car. It's a car.
Maybe she has mobility issues in the car, is what I'm saying. Like maybe
then she shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
Then she shouldn't have a car.
Yeah, if that was an accident because of that.
And that, maybe that'll get addressed.
How is it that
or she
you
should
will
slow
try
down or stop and come back because you hit somebody?
You will
that?
Try to find the reason. Instead of just seeing it for what it is, you will really try and find the reason why this is okay.
Here's the thing, JP. I don't think it's okay. That's awful, and it's horrible. I just don't want everybody just to see that and go instantly, that's it, and that's done. There's a million different sides to every story, and I'll just say this, and you know what? You're probably right. It's probably a deep-rooted psychological thing. I've been on the wrong end of things looking awful or people saying she did it and I didn't.
Ooh,
I've been
like
on
what?
The wrong end of those things so many times that
like
I
what?
Always look for those. Just my
like
entire
what?
Life.
Tell me.
I already told you the one story about the how they have the bathroom and they said I stole $200 and I didn't.
You know you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You Who'd you steal $200 from?
I didn't.
What?
Oh my God.
Where was this?
And and that's the thing. All it is it looks bad, but I swear to you on everything that's holy, I did not. And
where was it?
It was in Buffalo. I told you the story. Long story short, we were visiting from South Carolina. We went out to a club, and it was ladies' night. I told you this. It was late. I know I told you this because I told you. It was ladies' night. I had $2 but $1 bills in my pocket and a stamp, a postage stamp, and my ID. So that's all I had in my pocket. That's all I brought with me because I don't need any money because all the drinks are free. So that's all I had. Well, I went to the bathroom, and it was like 2:30 in the morning or something. Bars don't close until 4, so maybe it was even later. And everything was empty. Me and my sister-in-law went in there. She was in one stall. I was in the other. There was a purse right in the middle, like either stall doors, right underneath the stall doors, because they didn't go all the way to the floor, was a purse, a backpack style purse. And I go, oh, someone left their purse here. I'm like, I want to take it to the hostess desk in case someone's missing it. I don't want anyone to steal it. That would suck. You know what I mean? So yes, I did grab it. I readily admit that. And it's in my stall. I get done going to the bathroom while I'm flushing the toilet. While I'm flushing the toilet, I hear, knock, 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 open up, who's in there, you stole the purse, blah, 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 and it was security. And I'm like, And there's these two girls. And there's she stole my purse. There's $500 in there.
Right,
this whole thing. And then the bottom line was I didn't do anything. And I was like, I'm like, I don't want to come out because I didn't do this. What's going to happen? They cleared the bathroom. Just me and my sister. Actually, no, they let my sister-in-law just walk out. And it was me and these two girls. And I said, search the purse. Search me. I will empty my pockets. I don't have $200. Then they said it was $200 after they said it was $500.
Right.
And then they're like, she hid it in the toilet. Or so, like, oh my God. And so they searched the toilet and they're doing all of this stuff and I didn't have it. They found a postage stamp, two $1 bills and my ID on me. They still got the handcuffs out, put me in the back of a cop car. I didn't do
it. You did not tell us this story.
I know I did.
I would know if you were handcuffed and thrown into a cop car.
I was. And it was
maybe it was a day that I was off, it is, but I never heard of you being handcuffed in a cop car.
And I did.
Everything except that, I remember.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Handcuffed in a cop car. Do you remember that, Brett?
I don't remember. Same thing.
The rest of it, I remember.
It was an awful memory. And then, so they let my sister-in-law just roam free, even though she was right there, too. I don't know what it was about. And this is all I'm saying, JP, is I think of these things, what I think of these instances, because there's got to be another story, another part to it. So I'm in the back of a cop car crying, and my sister-in-law goes to tell, I was my boyfriend at the time. I eventually married the guy. And, And my brother, who we were all there together, and my ex, oh, my God, he came out just fuming and like a moron. He starts swearing and yelling at the cops, and he pushed one of them. And so he gets arrested. Now he's in the back of a cop car.
Oh, what a dope.
Oh, my God. And I get what he was doing. He's like, she didn't steal anything. She didn't. She would never do that and whatever. And I get what he was trying to do. But I'm like, dude, shut up.
Wrong way.
Yeah. So we are both in jail. The only problem is we're both in jail on a Saturday night. I was naked while women looked places they shouldn't be looking.
What?
This might be more details than I remember from the last time you told this.
I like to skim over it because it was a really bad memory.
I think you skimmed.
What?
Then we're in. It's a Saturday night, right? So I'm thinking I'm just there till Monday, and so I've come to find out later on. I found out that my ex got let go because he hadn't changed his license over to South Carolina yet. And his address had his parents' address on it. And that's a home and a house. And his parents are like, you know, he called them or whatever. They vouch for him. Yeah, he lives here, whatever. So he was going to go anywhere. Since mine said South Carolina, I was stuck in jail. So since I followed the rules and changed my license over like I was supposed to, I got punished. So anyway, so then I found out way later on that my little brother, who was there as well, is shady. The gambling one, he's a little shady sometimes.
Yeah.
He went over. He saw something I didn't see or whatever. So he went over to these girls and said, listen, my sister didn't steal anything. I know it. You know it. How much money does this take for this to go away? And they were like, $500. And he's like, okay. And he goes to my brothers and he's trying to collect the $500 or whatever. And by the time he gets it, he comes back to them. And they're like, okay. And they go to the cops saying, okay, no, we want to drop the charges. She was like, sorry, the paperwork's already started. She's already in jail. This is happening. So they were willing to, I didn't steal it. They were willing. They just were setting me up.
Yep. Of course.
Ugh.
So wait a second. Or the $200 was missing out of it and your brother giving them $500 shut them up because they got their money back. I'm not saying you took the $200. Clearly, after they emptied your pockets and did a full body cavity search, that's a little hot.
No, it's not. I can guarantee you, no, it is not at all.
But I don't understand. Where were these girls? So you were already in jail.
Yeah, I didn't find out.
So where were these girls? Where was your brother and these girls that you were already in jail, that he then offered them $500 to make it go away?
He had offered them, I guess, while we were in the cop car. He was like trying to make a deal. And then, maybe you guys do, but I don't have $500 cash on me. And so he was trying to get the cash. He was trying to get the $500. Now, you have to remember, this is 1997, so there is no Venmo. There is no, you know, anything like that we can just make it happen. So he was trying to scrape together the actual cash. In the meantime, I was getting driven downtown and blah, 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 blah. And then by the time it was done, there was no.
And those girls came to the precinct to say they didn't want to press charges?
I don't know how that was done. I know that, I don't know if they went, I don't know. I was in jail. Damn. The timing of it all, I don't know. But I just know that the cops said, no, she's booked. It's all on official now. And if that would have happened and I was still in the back of the cop car,
they would have let her out.
Ugh.
Wow.
Wow. So you missed a day of your life, basically.
So now, but you said early, like when we first started this, the ride down this road that you've had it happen on more than one occasion.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
No. Why are
you got any other gems up your sleeve? Because that was that story right there, to me, was probably one of the most interesting stories you've told in 2 years.
I mean, I feel like that's an insult, but...
It's not an insult.
Okay.
It's a life story.
Okay.
It's a life story. Yeah. It was well told. It was interesting. There was a body cavity search involved.
That's awful.
Again.
And it was so unlike you to have this happen to you.
Right.
It's like opposite Monica world.
Right.
Horrible. And then because of that, I...
And I appreciate... I appreciate the street smarts of your brother.
I would have never thought of that in a million years. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to, I didn't know that they were scamming. I would have never thought to offer them money for it to go away, all of it. Yeah,
right, but what were they scamming? They weren't necessarily scamming because the money was probably still in the purse. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it wasn't in the purse. They emptied their purse and there was no money in that purse because guess what? There was no money in that purse to begin with.
Right. They took it and then they said you stole it.
You sat it there and then, yeah, you sat it where you sat it. And mm-hmm. I was trying to do the right thing to help that
set
nobody would steal. Yeah,
oh.
And there I and they yep. saw me do it, and they knew it was in my stall. Oh, yeah. So long ago. And so I have, I should post that for Throwback Thursday one time. I have, they gave you the little bracelet, you know, that that for when I was in jail. I kept that. I still have that little.
Do you have the booking picture, too? Like
I have.
Yeah, with your thing in front of you.
There's
your
a mugshot?
Picture. There's a picture on it. Yes, my mugshot, basically. Yeah, I had a tank top on. And my
we
hair,
need that.
For some reason, my hair, I decided I remember like it was yesterday. I did, I
do
was
you
of-
understand? You just gave the show street cred.
What? Yeah, none of you suck MCs have been in jail.
So how long did it take you to get out? When did you get out?
Oh, yeah. So this was Saturday night. So, and by the way, it was freezing in jail. They gave me a plastic, like, and I was fine because I fit on it, but it seemed small for other people, and a little thin blanket, and I was... And then I was, everybody was all mad because in the morning they slapped a bologna sandwich on a tray and I was like, ooh, bologna.
You were happy.
I was so happy for the bologna sandwich.
And then, did you take everybody else's bologna sandwich that they didn't want to eat?
No, I was afraid. Everybody, there
they
were three people in one cell, in this little triangle cell, and it was, there's three of us in there. It was
triangle. Weird.
And I was on the floor and one person got like the bench up there or whatever. Anyway, yeah, so in the morning, I did the walk of change to the person in front of me. And by the way, I'm 4'8" and my legs don't move very wide, and I'm short. And
the walk of chains?
The walk of chains, I did.
Oh, my God. You were chained to somebody?
I was. And we
and were, how long were you in the... You were in the holding cell overnight?
Well, and by overnight, I mean it was like 8 or 9 in the morning, and we had gotten... By the time we got there, it was like 3:34 in the morning. So
right.
It was for a few hours, it felt like a lifetime. And then we get
did
there.
You have to pee and poop in front of people?
I had to pee in front of someone. I didn't have to poop. But I definitely peed right there, and there's a toilet right there.
In the toilet out in the open of the room.
Wow. What are you going to do? I had to pee. So then,
yeah, you got
to
go.
So then we get to the courtroom, and my ex's parents, this is classic Kathy, too. My ex's parents are there. Kathy couldn't care less. And they had gotten a lawyer that they know from a family friend or something or the other. I don't know. And the lawyer was like, really, like, he was, if it weren't for him, I would have been in jail until Monday. He was like, this is her long-term boyfriend's parents. They're willing to vouch, you know, whatever. It was a whole thing he represented. And so I got to leave right after that. Now, come to find out way later, my mom, I think the lawyer was like $1,000 or something. And my mom had promised to pay $500 and then they were going to pay $500. And my mom never paid them. What a bitch. She didn't.
That's horrible.
Wow.
In-law wars.
Yeah, so
why didn't this fall on you and your husband? Why did this become anybody else's problem?
Because my ex is like that. And I just going to say it.
Oh yeah,
I
forgot about him.
He's also kind of like you, where he's from this town where every time he's ever been pulled over, it's like he went to high school with the brother or something.
Right.
And there's never any trouble. Like there's never ever, whatever happens, nobody's actually going to get in trouble because they know someone who's going to take care of the situation.
Until the little Mexican girl comes
exactly.
along.
Exactly. And now it's all Exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, good story, Monica.
I need a drink.
Were the two girls white?
Yes, they were.
No wonder why you're racist.
I'm not racist.
I
am not racist.
You should be. I don't blame her at all.
Now I get it.
She hate Whitey after that.
Was that the only time in jail?
That is literally the only time in jail.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay.
I never want to do it again. Oh, it was awful.
Right.
It was like 4 hours, 5 hours or something, and I never want to do it again.
And between the three of us, we have 0 hours in jail.
And you have all these, like, prison sex fantasies and stories and stuff like that. You think that's why? Was there somebody in that cell that turned you on? Was it the cavity search that got you?
With girls. No.
I know.
No.
I know you were. Even hotter.
You know what? It was. You know what? I'm so sorry, JP. Let me tell you the real story. It was
right after this.
It was hour 3 to 3 and a half, and I was really exhausted. And so I figured the only thing I could do was scissor. There's no other answer.
Now you get it.
Wow.
She really wanted to be on that bench over there, not on this cold cement floor.
I had to do what I had to do.
So she went to the really big girl who took over everything.
Congrats, you're on the team.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.